You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Woohoo.
Hooray. I am excited. We are excited. You are excited. I was doing the secret on you. I was saying you are excited, so then you get excited.
Oh, and that's using the secret. They can't really call it the secret anymore because everyone knows. But it's so cool to call it the secret because, you know, anything that's a secret is automatically cooler.
Yeah, one of the first times I ever heard about the secret was from a That's So Jack video. I remember he said something about he watched the so there was a movie and a book, right?
Yeah.
He watched the movie on Netflix. And then I remember trying to watch it. I haven't read the movie or the book, by the way, but I remember trying to watch it for 5 minutes. I was like 14, probably. And I was like, okay, this is like too much. Like, I forgot, but I was like this stuff that was like when you're reading a history book, you know, how it kind of seems.
Yeah. Doesn't she make it
so complicated?
Doesn't the author of The Secret make it seem like all of like the most famous people in history use the secret? She's like, they all knew about it, and finally it's being uncovered. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, if it actually is a secret to some of you guys, we're talking about, you know, positive thinking. So basically it's just positive thinking, but with a different spin and make it seem all scary and magical.
But then it even goes deeper because I remember seeing this Reddit post. I think these people were mad at it. I forgot what subreddit it was on. But people were saying, okay, I like the secret and stuff, but then they were getting mad because I guess in the book or movie, they gave an example of someone who had cancer or something or some disease, and they said, yeah, it can even help that. And I guess those people on the Reddit were saying, I just don't think it goes that far.
I remember she even says in the book, this is one, because I did read the book in high school, one of the most memorable things from the book. First of all, it's all of like the most outrageous stuff, like, oh, people get thousands of dollars in the mail and all of that stuff. But she also said, oh, yeah, like, I used to struggle with, like, my weight and gaining weight, but she's like, now I honestly just eat anything I want, and I just think to myself that it's not going to make me fat, so I'm not fat. And I was like,
they
oh
say
God.
That?
And then I remember she said you could fix your vision. She was like, she's like, we don't need glasses. This is all society. And I remember thinking, I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to put my contacts every effing day. Can I just think? We should do an experiment.
This reminds me so.
Jacob both wear contacts/glasses. I don't want to get LASIK surgery because I don't want someone cutting open my eyeball.
I don't think I'd ever get it.
And plus, glasses are kind of a cool aesthetic.
No joke. I honestly think if somehow I did do the secret, like we're saying, and my eyes turn back to normal, I think some days I'd still wear glasses just because I like them.
Oh, yeah. But we should do an experiment where we both think every day, I don't need glasses. And then eventually, We won't need them.
Glasses or contacts.
Oh, this also kind of goes into it. Just a little promo for one of my videos from 2 years ago if you want to watch it. Testing the viral rice experiment.
Didn't it work on you?
I remember, you guys had to have heard of this. It was always viral. I feel like it still goes viral every now and then. I'm saying, oh, some scientist from another country did an experiment on rice. And you have two identical things of rice, same location. And for, I think it was 30 days or 2 weeks or something, every single day, multiple times, you cuss at one of them and say, I hate you, rice, you're a piece of shit, dumbass, idiot, you're so freaking ugly. And then the other rice, you say, oh my God, you're so beautiful, like, oh my God, you're flourishing, you're so healthy. And then
yeah.
Apparently one of them doesn't get moldy and one of them does.
It worked for you, I'm pretty sure.
No, I mean, spoiler alert.
It didn't.
Still watch the video the whole way and give me that watch time, but unfortunately, both of them grew mold.
I don't know why. With this experiment, I just want to believe it. Like,
I know, I was so excited.
There's another one, basically the same exact one as this, where they have three pots of plants, like flowers.
Oh, the
or
flower
something.
Version.
And then you say, I love you, I hate you, and then one, you say, done nothing, and then boom.
I know, I was so excited, and I know I did it right, because I was fully, with all my soul, hating that other rice. I was like, you're disgusting, and then like the other one, I was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful, you know what I mean? And yes. They both grew effing mold. So maybe that means I'm such a negative person that I just grow mold on everything.
Your
great.
Energy?
Well, great. Thank you, rice experiment.
Basically, that experiment can go into so... Okay, I think that's why I believe it. Is because that experiment can go into so many other things. Like, if you're a positive person, you probably will have positive friends and
yeah.
people around you. And then if you're... If you... Yeah.
Okay. But the whole point of... Now that I think about it, these experiments, like, why do we even need them? Because... People always say, like, oh, the viral rice experiment, the viral flour experiment. Like, the whole point is to show, like, if you tell everyone every single day that they're butt-ass ugly and an idiot, they're going to be sad. It's like, no shit. Do we really need to make this fake rice thing to learn that?
Oh.
Like, obviously, if you go to if there's two kids and one of them you say every single day, you're nothing, idiot. And the other one you say, you can do anything you want. Obviously, probably the one who you yell at all the time is going to be miserable. Duh.
Yeah, this is... Okay,
I'm not even a scientist.
I've thought about that before. Some of these ideas that people are saying nowadays, and they probably always said them, I've thought before that... Okay, this is my philosophy about these... So these crazy ideas like The Secret and yeah. that one. But what my philosophy is that it's simple things that we all do, but then someone makes it into this crazier thing. For example, when I wake up...
magical.
Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, for like 5 minutes some days, I just... I just wake up and then I just sit in bed and just look at the ceiling. Just like wake myself up. But if I wanted to, I think I could make it seem magical. Like say, if you wake up and don't do anything for 5 minutes, your mind is going to be cleared. You're going to go into that day like it's the best day of your life, which probably might be true, but you can just make it seem outlandish.
Oh, yeah, that should be you should write that self-help book.
So, the morning, do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, the morning ceiling stare. And be like, it literally transformed my life. Like,
no, but not that. But do you get what I mean? How some of these stories are like,
yeah.
are people exaggerating things that everyone does?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
Oh, my God, bro of the week time.
Oh,
bro
yeah.
Bro of the week time. Alec, look at him. He sent us a photo of him and his dog. They're in front of a door. And
it
kind of
looks
it.
Like our dog that is dead Wait. Now, but our old dog that the
Wait,
family
which one?
Had, Diego, in a way.
But it has because pointy ears.
Diego is a little bit, oh yeah.
Oh, but it does kind of look like
In
him.
A way.
But thank you so much, Alec. I love how he featured his dog as well. He didn't just take the spotlight for just him. He was like, you know what? I'll give my dog some shine.
I know. I love people that are down to not spread the attention, not only have it on themselves.
He's a long-term... Lucas and Jacob Patreon supporter. He's on the top VIP
Wait,
tier.
He's long-term, like 4 months or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I went back on the list and was like, found the first people. And I was like, these are the people who need to be bro of the week.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for being a patron. If you want to join, it's lucasjacob.com.
Yes, it's lucasjacob.com. And we do a raffle to see who the bro of the week is. Even though I just said I went through the list. But we do a raffle. It is still a raffle. Because I just like click something, you know?
Yeah, and then
you could be bro of the week, and thank you guys for supporting the Patreon.
Yeah,
it
thank
means
you
a lot.
So much, Alec, and everyone else.
Lucas, Jacob, is it lucasandjacob.com? Yes, it's not lucasjacob.com, it's lucasandjacob.com, and then
yeah.
you'll go to the Patreon.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
I think it's the other one.
No, it's Lucas
okay,
and Jacob.
Okay, let's say Lucas
and
Jacob.
I have my laptop literally right in front of me.
I do too.
Let's see, Lucas. Oh, it's Lucas and Jacob.
Okay, yeah, Lucas and Jacob. You got it right.
I wanted to take a moment on the podcast to just let everyone know if they have any funny TikTok accounts that I should make a video on, please let me know.
Oh, okay. So funny, they'll funny.
Yeah, that's just like
accounts?
A flyer to put on there. Oh no, not like their account, but like I watch these videos on TikTok and they're so funny. Like I just want to explore some weird side of TikTok. Like there was a TikTok video. There was a video on TikTok about like these siblings. Did you hear about these like siblings? They're like step siblings, but they're dating or something.
No.
So someone made a video just being like, "What the hell is this?" And then there's like people who do like really obnoxious pranks, like literally like going into Costco and just like ramming people with carts, and like. I'm saying this content isn't good, but I want to watch it on my channel,
yeah.
You know?
It sounds like something that I joke about, saying, oh my gosh, this would be such a funny YouTube video if we went to Walmart and just hit people on the head. Like, I'm never going to do that, but the idea of someone
so
doing
if
that
any
is
any of
ridiculous.
You guys are aware of any of these weird-ass sides of TikTok that are horrible and scary and would be entertaining to react to, let me know.
It's so funny because I went on TikTok the other day, and I don't go on as much as I used to, but whenever I go on TikTok, I guarantee in my first five that I see, one of them is a middle-aged woman. Woman. Saying something so funny. Like, okay,
really?
So this is what it always is. It's always this person. Yeah, this middle-aged in a parking lot or something. And she's saying something that, like, Britney Spears would say. But it's funny. It's just so funny. Like, that's always in my For You page.
Like, what do you mean, like, what Britney Spears would say?
What I mean by that, so it'd be, okay, they'd be in, like, the bathroom or a parking lot or something saying, like, if you wake up looking pretty, I always looked pretty. There's never been a time where I didn't look pretty.
Oh.
And it just is, it's funny. I love those videos.
Oh my, I want to do a whole video on the middle-aged women of TikTok.
Because
they need they need more appreciation.
Yeah.
I already did feature one of them in one of my TikTok videos. It was a girl who, like, was, like, all sexual on a bed. And she was, like, in her, like, 40s or 50s. And I loved it. And I'm pretty sure she tweeted me, I'm pretty sure.
Are you joking?
She said, like, thank you for featuring me, like.
Does she have an OnlyFans?
Yeah, I think she might. I thought it was just a joke at first. I was like, oh, like, just someone. I thought it was just, like, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Then she wrote and she was like, oh, yeah, like, people. I think she was saying, like, she has OnlyFans. Which, I mean, people of all ages have OnlyFans. Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The oldest person to have OnlyFans?
I just thought of a video idea.
The oldest
person on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
There has to be, like, a 90-year-old.
My guess is 76.
Yeah, I kind of actually feel like maybe there isn't even a 70-year-old. But someone's making the account right now.
Oh, yeah. Someone, I'm guessing there is someone dressed up that's like 40. They don't even look old, but they dress up as a granny every day.
Oh, my God. If I was the oldest person on Earth, or even if I was past the age of 95, I feel like I would make an OnlyFans. Because I'd be like, okay, like at this point, like I don't give a shit what anyone thinks. Most of my family has passed, and I might as well be a porn star. You know what I mean? Like, that
oh,
would be
yeah.
my vibe at 95. Like, there's no way you, like, care about what anyone thinks at that age.
I don't know why, but it sounds so funny to make an OnlyFans. And, like, okay, you're 90 and stuff. People subscribe, but it's not even porn. That sounds so annoying to me. It sounds so funny, though.
Wait, what
I'm
do you mean?
People have already done it, though. Like, so make it seem like, yeah, I have an OnlyFans. Like, you can see exclusive photos of me. Like, it kind of make it seem sexual. And then
you go
there and every date just as a selfie of you, like,
oh, that was
smiling.
I subscribed to one of the Housewives, Real Housewives OnlyFans, and it was just cooking videos.
Oh, yeah. I love that idea because it's like twisting the whole OnlyFans.
Yeah, I mean,
aesthetic.
I guess it doesn't have to be for adult content because when they DM'd me, they said you could do anything. They didn't even mention adult content.
And didn't they say they've made 10 people millionaires?
And on me bragging like they DM'd me. They really want me on OnlyFans. They literally probably just DM every single influencer under the sun. But they did say
they
like...
They didn't DM me.
They didn't... Oh, maybe they think... Maybe they're just like...
I'm guessing verified people. That's my excuse.
But they didn't mention anything about it being adult-oriented. They sort of just made it sound like Patreon. They're like, oh, yeah, like exclusive content. They didn't mention anything about, you know, being 18-plus content. But, because I don't think it has to be that. I think it started out just being, like, Patreon.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember watching Trisha Paytas, and she said that the reason why she switched from Patreon to OnlyFans was because she wanted to do adult content, but Patreon wouldn't allow it. Oh. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it just is Patreon, but if you want to, you can do porn.
But they did their pitch as like, do you want to join like the millionaires, people we've made millionaires? Which, I mean, I just don't, that is crazy that like people are making that much money from OnlyFans.
Yeah. I wonder if this would be happening if Netflix was never a thing. Like, I wonder if Alice would be happening because it's a subscription service, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder if Netflix never happened where we would be.
Or do you think if, like, the quarantine wasn't a thing? Did that just make everyone think, like, oh, yeah, the world's ending. Like, might as well show my boobs.
I feel like it for sure had an impact.
Yeah. Because it was just like, who cares, you know? But now it's like the world isn't ending. And they're like, oh, I'm still making so much money, so might as well.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Did you hear that Joe Exotic is in a feud with Donald Trump?
Oh, is it because Donald Trump didn't pardon him?
Yeah, they're in a huge fight. They're making, like, drama videos back and forth. I wish.
Oh, my gosh,
it's not that. But I wish it got to the point where they would, like, it'd be like if, you know, when YouTubers get in fights and they make all these response videos to each other. I wish it was that sort of energy. But, yeah, Joe Exotic is really mad. And he's saying that Trump, he's saying that the reason why Trump didn't pardon him, because I guess Joe Exotic, for some reason, thought Trump was going to pardon him. I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't even know any of the backstory, if they actually have tact or anything, but I just understand it just because Joe Exotic, like, seems kind of crazy and Donald Trump is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's like the same energy.
Yeah, and, like, before you say anything, like, when I heard about this, I am mad at Donald Trump because I just don't get why. Okay, I don't even really, like, know why he went to prison except for, like, killing someone's husband or something, but...
for acting like it's nothing.
No, but all I'm saying is that, like, it just seems like... Like, if I'm just saying that, like, if I had the power, it just seems like what I'm saying.
I feel like it was sort of just like if any celebrity talked to Donald Trump, he would pardon them because, like, nobody wants to support him. So the ones that did, but I don't even know if Joe Exotic did. But
is Joe Exotic in prison for, like, accused of murder or something else?
I'm pretty sure he hired someone to kill Carol Baskin.
Oh, so it was attempted murder or something like that.
Like hiring someone to murder, like hitman
stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, obviously. But like, when you get down to that scale.
Yeah, obviously that's horrible. But I do kind of feel bad for him. just kidding. I don't feel bad for him. But he had, a limo outside of the prison. He had this whole red carpet lined out. There were helicopters flying above because everyone was ready for him to walk out of the prison, strut in cowboy boots. I was watching Wendy Williams, and she claimed he had a glam squad ready. But I don't know if she just made that up because he's gay.
How would you do
but
that?
But apparently, I know he had a limo. But I don't know if there was a glam squad in there because, you know, when you come out of prison, like, he's going to need some fixing before he does all the photos.
I just wish that would have happened because I'm just picturing him walking out, glam squad. He's wearing that pink leopard top. Yeah. And in the background, it's like some Megan Thee Stallion song. And it's like... Don't stop, pop that cap.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy. And then right when he gets out, those, like, because I watched a few of the episodes, and, like, he had, like, two boyfriends.
I don't know
if they liked him or not, but those two boyfriends come out.
Weren't they, like two guys crazy, who were straight, but, like, they were addicted to meth, and he gave them meth or something?
Yeah, but I also, like, kind of something they want. Yeah, I think they were straight, though, but yeah.
It was, like, gay for meth, but mostly straight. If I watched the documentary right. But anyway, he had a limo out. He was ready to dance to Megan Thee Stallion, big titties, little waist. But he's pissed, and I don't know who he told this. He gave a quote to someone. I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump. He's blaming it on the gayness. Trump, I mean, did you really think Trump isn't, like, all for gays? Like, did he really think that?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I don't know why, but I believe Joe Exotic. Like, I feel like the reason why, okay, I feel like it was in Trump's mind. But then I feel like he thought, like, I don't want to be gay, though.
Then he felt embarrassed in front of Mike Pence or something.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to be gay, though.
Yeah.
So that's what, like, I feel like what happened.
He was like, oh, he is funny. I feel like if it was back in, like, April, he would have, when Joe Exotic was really popping. But now that it's kind of, like, faded a bit, everyone's watched the show.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, like.
Wait, so when Trump was president, how easy was it to get pardoned? Like, okay, so for example, if this, like, YouTuber with, like, 5 million subscribers went to prison for, like tax evasion or something, like, I wonder, like, if they could somehow get on Trump's good side. Like, is it that easy? Because
I don't know,
some reason it seemed like
I feel like
easy.
For most presidents that wouldn't be, but
for Donald Trump it's an exception because I feel like he just loves fame.
But he said, I only mattered to Donald Jr. I guess he communicated with Donald Trump Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media. Boy, Were we all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice? His corrupt friends all come first. So basically he's accusing Trump and his family of using him for clout, which like,
believe it.
I know, because back in the day when Tiger King was popping, everyone was doing these funny tweets about it and they wanted a little boost. They wanted those retweets and likes. So they mention Joe Exotic and then leave him hanging when he has the limo and glam squad outside the prison.
I know. I'm just pitching when Tiger King is popping, they ask Joe Exotic, can you just do a quick little 10-second video for our Twitter saying, oh, we love and like love the gays and stuff. Posted it. And you ain't even going to free him from prison?
I know. You had like, all of the sparkly vests lined up. All of the bedazzled jeans. The meth boyfriends were ready and it all was for nothing. Like, what if he is innocent? Because didn't everyone think he was innocent? But then again, Cardi B. I think the thing is, like, he was literally caught attempting to hire someone to murder Carole Baskin. But I think people have been like, Carole Baskin's bad, so he should get out. But it's like, what if she is innocent, though? You know what I mean?
Also, like, isn't it this whole thing where for some reason, specifically with Tiger King, it feels like it just is all fake and it's an acted out show.
I know. I was reading an article about it. I was reading an article trying to figure out what Joe Exotic actually did. And someone who like really researched the whole case was saying like, yeah, it's turned into like a meme when like people forget that like this is real life. You know what I mean?
Like,
people,
yeah, it just
people
feels
just
like it's
commenting on it like it's a fake Netflix show. Well, imagine being Carole Baskin. Imagine it's all what she says is true. She didn't kill her husband. He's missing. She's so sad she lost her husband. All she cares about is tigers. And then someone tries to kill her and everyone takes his side on social media just because he wears a glitter vest. Like, I would be pissed.
But then you also shouldn't be pissed because you're mentioned in a Megan Thee Stallion song.
Is she?
In Body, the song that was like, Body Crazy Kobe, it says something like, all these bitches scary, so I call them Carole Baskins.
I thought you were talking about the TikTok one, like, Carole Baskins. Killed her husband, whacked him.
I mean, when I watched the documentary, like, the little bit I did watch, like it made it seem like his family, the husband's family, what kind of sus about her?
I know, yeah, I do. But what if like they tried to find evidence, they couldn't find anything. What if she really just lost a husband sadly and tragically, and like everyone's just against her for some reason?
Yeah,
but no one will ever know.
I just wish during this whole entire COVID quarantine thing, there was always something like that. I feel like in March and April, it was like, oh, it's so much fun. But then nothing else happened. Like, obviously shit happened. But I mean, like, it felt like there was, like, everyone was like, oh my gosh, like, Tiger King. But then after that, I was kind of just like, okay.
It's like, why can't we all just make memes about another attempted murder?
Yeah. Something that I want to talk about. So this probably isn't, like, worldwide news, but I want to talk about it because I saw it on Twitter, and I think it needs to be mentioned.
Okay.
So DJ Khaled and Fat Joe have a joint OnlyFans account.
I saw this.
When I saw this, I don't know if anyone else thought it was crazy, but I was like, what? Like, what?
When I heard about Fat Joe, I was like, oh, I have no opinion, neutral. But DJ Khaled, I automatically was mad. I was like, F you. Like, you don't even eat out your wife.
Yeah, and like,
I'll always hate him for that.
And if you don't know, like, I'm not even trying to be mean, but if you don't know a song Fat Joe sings, it's the one that goes like, I'm all the way up, no one can stop me.
I'm all the way up.
And then if you want to know a DJ Khaled song, he just does songs with Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah,
DJ, no, I'm joking.
DJ
I know. What am I saying?
Khaled.
Yeah.
But he did publicly say that he thought it was gross to eat out his wife, but he expects his wife to give him blowjobs, so I'll always hate him for that.
Yeah, I remember me saying on the podcast, like, I was so mad.
Like, his wife is probably, must be okay with it, hopefully, and it doesn't affect me at all, because I'm not a part of their sex life, but it does affect me emotionally.
Yeah, it does annoy me. Like, obviously, everyone can have their own preferences, but it does annoy me.
You know how, like,
maybe I should go to therapy about it, but
I know. I think I need to talk to someone about it and just realize, like, why is this triggering me? You know what I mean? First of all, I'm not a female. Second of all, I'm not married to him. Third of all, I'm not attracted to him. So why do I care that he doesn't want to eat out a girl? But I deeply care.
Yeah, because I remember when this came out, I didn't see what, because all these people said, oh my gosh, but before I even saw that, I remember deep down, I was like, earthquake, like it was like the plates were moving, and I was like,
you had like a bad feeling about him.
Yeah, I was like, what? Like, the earthquake erupted, and I was like, what?
And it would be one thing if he was like, listen, like, I'm not a sexual person, like, whatever. Then I'd be like, oh, yeah, do whatever you want. But it was the whole, like, oh, yeah, I expect her to do it to me, though. But I don't even know. Did he even say that? Did I add that?
Honestly,
I might have added it, and this is all alleged, but I'm going to stick with my opinion.
And let's be honest. I feel like since then, like, he changed.
Like, now why? What do you mean?
He eats whole.
Do you think he probably, since he got so much hate online.
I feel like he does.
I bet you he tried it and was like, hey, I might as well keep doing this. And she was like, yeah. But we'll never know. But except we might know. Subscribe to his OnlyFans and figure out what's going on.
Oh, okay. But I feel like it's one of those cases where you'd subscribe and it just is girls that they pay to be naked on it. It's not even them naked. Like, not that I want to see Fat Joe DJ Khaled naked, but I'm just saying, like, you're just making an OnlyFans and profiting off these girls that you're hanging out with. That's what I feel like what's happening.
I wonder if that is what it is.
Because isn't that what Tyga did?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I'm in Florida and like I have like 20 girls by me on this yacht. So like, I'm not going to pay them for it because I already paid them to be on this yacht. But like, I'm going to take photos and put it on my OnlyFans and make like thousands off of it.
Oh, maybe that is what
that's
it
what
is.
That's what I got the vibe of. This is all alleged, but that's what I just was guessing was happening.
Or I feel like it's just going to be like selfies. And, like, maybe song snippets. And it's like, upcoming songs. You know, where, like, him in the studio, it's like, oh, I don't want to see it. I mean, I don't want to see any of it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in other news, celebrities are cannibals now.
Oh, I always thought that.
Yeah, did you hear about this Armie Hammer?
Didn't he say he wanted to, like, his last girlfriend or
something? He's the guy in Call Me By Your Name. So already I like wasn't sure about him because in that movie he's a jackass.
Oh yeah, he is.
And he's just so people always say about that movie like it's such a beautiful love story, but I'm like he just was a dick in it.
Yeah, like I like the movie, but there was times like where I was like, wait, like why isn't he being like straightforward?
I don't know. He's like a sociopath or something. Wasn't the movie spoiler alert? But it's like him getting a Timothée Chalamet. But then like remember they go on a date and then he dances with a girl to like make Timothée jealous. And he's like, boo, like what is wrong with you? And then eventually Timothée gets over it. But then doesn't he like call him 2 years later and be like, hey, I still like you or something? But it's like, boo, like what?
Wait, so isn't that at the end of the movie? Okay, I'm sorry that was spoiling it. But didn't that guy, when he went back to where he lived, I'm talking about Armie Hammer's character. Didn't he marry a girl?
Yeah, then he like called him though, remember? And then Timothée Chalamet like cries in front of the fireplace for like a good 2 minutes.
Yeah, and then the movie ends.
Yeah. And for some reason there's gonna be a sequel. Wait. It's like what's gonna happen? You're just gonna continue to lead Timothée on?
So if there isn't a sequel, like what? I obviously thought about this when I was watching it, but so he was just being gay for fun that summer, or is he just bi?
That's what,
like,
I don't know.
I have so many questions. Like, I obviously thought this when I watched it, but I'm thinking about it again.
I just feel like it was just like, oh yeah, like he was just experimenting and just didn't give a shit. And then just like ate a peach that Timothée effed, but like that was about the end of it.
Richard, you're just like, I always wanted to eat a peach that someone else. And he wasn't even gay, though.
But this is actually serious. Real life Armie Hammer. Someone came forward. This is all legend.
Somebody's saying, because when either of us say this is all legend, like, it has the energy of, like, someone's got to eat a sewer. It's like, bitch.
But who knows? He might. But she leaked alleged DMs. And apparently she said that he said he wanted to cut off one of her toes so he could keep it in his pocket. So he always had a little bit of her, like, around. You know?
That's creepy. Like, I don't think I heard this part when I read about it, but something like eating or something.
Like, you know, some people are like, oh, let me, like, take a photo of you with me to war. Like, in, you know, the 1950s. You, like, take a photo of your girlfriend to war and, like, look at it every now and then and be like, oh, Sarah, back in New Orleans or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But he literally wanted a toe. And but he says it's bullshit. He says it's all lies, but J-Lo did fire him from the movie that they were going to be in.
Wait, okay. I'm confused. Is this out of that you're eating? Because the one that I saw said that he left the movie.
I made up that J-Lo fired him, but I'm assuming, you know what I mean? He didn't leave the movie. Obviously, J-Lo fired him.
Oh, I honestly thought he was like, he was just like, this is getting out of hand. Like, I need to be with my kids.
Oh, he's going to say, I guess I won't make $500,000.
That's
like,
true.
Obviously, J-Lo was like, get him out. Like, I don't want him to steal my toe or whatever. But his ex even came forward and allegedly she said he wanted me to break my rib and barbecue it. And
that's the one that I read.
And he also said he wanted to eat her. And whenever she had a cut on her hand, he would allegedly like lick it.
This sounds so hypocritical of us.
But she says that's about as weird as it got, was he would lick blood off her cut on her hand.
Oh, yeah. That.
What about hypocritical?
I'm talking about hypocritical because he just said, DJ Khaled, if you don't, that's basically eating your wife out. That's so bad. But then what's
then this guy literally eats someone and we say it's too far.
I know. It's like, I'll just say what I think is like probably like, okay, to me at least. I mean, like, I think if you want to lick the blood and they're both okay with it, I honestly don't really find a problem with that. But obviously, if you want to eat someone's rib or breaks or have someone's toe, I do find it like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But with the eating blood thing, I guess it's just like, if you want to.
But I did read an article on GQ because they wrote about this thing because obviously so many people are wondering like, wait, are cannibalism fetishes like common?
So I know.
That was the article of it. And there's a doctor who specializes in sexual fetishes. And they said cannibal fetishes aren't very common, but they said of people who have them, it's most of the time like they don't actually want to harm anyone. Like it's just like, you know, like BD 50 Shades of Grey type stuff where it's like they both want to, they just want to like do something where both people are consenting and they pretend to be cannibals. It's all just for fun and games.
Oh, so it just is like a thought, but they don't actually act on it.
Yeah, and they also said that through their research, it showed that most people find out they're into fantasy cannibalism when they're 8 to 13. So I've way past that. So I guess I'm not a cannibal person.
Oh, yeah. The only closest thing I have to cannibalism is that I remember, I don't know why, but sometime when I was little, I thought it was so cool that when I was bleeding, I'd drink the, like not drink because it was only a little bit, but like I cut my finger and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like this isn't me exposing that I'm into cannibalism. This is just me saying like, oh, it was just something well niche I had when I was little. Like I remember cutting my finger and being like, oh my gosh, because like it sounded edgy. And I think it was because I drank my own blood. Yeah, because I think it was because one of our cousins was visiting and they said, have you tasted your own blood? And I was like, no. So then like, I've definitely done that
if I have a cut. Like, isn't that a thing? Like, even in the movies, like if someone cuts their hand up, they go like, and like put their mouth on it.
That's not
it's
like,
to like stop the blood though.
Oh yeah, but then I also wanted to taste it. It's not like,
and then also, even today, like I bite my nails and like, you know, sometimes there's like little crusty skin by your fingers that's kind of hanging off. And you just bite it.
Oh, that's my other cannibalism trait, is that I actually kind of find it fun like eating skin. I'm just trying to make it edgy. What I actually mean is just like what you said. Like,
yeah, the little crusties.
If there's some dead skin on my finger, like I just have an urge to eat it, so I'm going to eat it.
It's, I don't actually, I see like this little tiny thing hanging right here, you know?
People are so grossed out right now.
But sometimes you can take it too far and like bite in this. Like, you didn't say, oh, like it's not ready to come off yet.
Wait, you take it that far?
No, it's that you can, but like most of the time it's just dead skin. But like I don't find it like sexual or anything.
Okay, so with this Almy Hammer thing, so my opinions are is that I do believe it. And I just feel like, so it seems like the people that he was with didn't like it. So I just think,
yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, like, why are you doing it if it's like, I'm assuming no one's going to want to take out their rib, but if you're into that stuff, you should find someone that's down to joke about it. I'm assuming it's never going
to
happen.
Down to do the fun and games cannibal game, you know? And
yeah.
You have safe words and the whole thing. But this BDSM expert in the GQ article showed that she's really upset with it and how like the public's perceiving it, because she was just saying that like, oh yeah, he isn't following like the consent things that most people would follow. But he said like most people like within like this community of like cannibalism and stuff, like we like use consent. So,
oh yeah, that's what I think. Like, yeah, if you're into this stuff, then just find someone that's into it.
Yeah,
find someone that's down to take out their rib and you can eat it like a rib out of a pig.
Yeah. Also in the article, it said how it can get really complicated, because I guess there was a case where a guy would write online about these things, how he wanted to eat girls, find them, kidnap them, eat them. And people were like, okay, prison. But then he ended up getting out of it because he said it was just fantasies that he was expressing in like a fictional way.
Wait, he would write about this online?
Yeah, so people got creeped out and they're like, okay, lock him up in a kennel.
But then he just said it was just like,
but he got away with it because he said it was fantasy.
Oh.
Yeah, so it is
I feel like this is a really small amount of people.
Yeah, they said it's not common.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just, like, feel bad for those people that he was with.
Yeah.
Like, so the movie's not happening anymore, obviously, right?
What one?
The movie with J-Lo.
Oh, no, I think she just recasted him with, like, I don't know, some other guy.
So is Call Me By Your Name 2 happening? I've seen people say
it is. I think so, but like we said, what would even happen? Because, like...
What I'm assuming, he just break up with his wife, and then... And then I feel like there's only going to be two movies, and at the end of the second movie, he'll be like, oh, I love you, Timothy. Oh, what's his name? I don't know if that's his name in the movie. And then they won't marry, but, like, kind of marry.
I actually feel like it would be annoying, because, like, isn't the whole thing, but it's supposed to be, like, back a few decades ago, and, like, it was really taboo to be gay. So I feel like it would be a thing where, like, Armie Hammer would, like, be with his wife and, like, visit Timothy, and, like, they'd pretend to be friends and, like, rekindle the whole romance, and he'd cheat on his wife. And then I bet you at the end of the movie he would not get with Timothy. He'd be like, sorry, like, I want to have kids, and, like,
I
just don't want to live this weird life where we have to hide in, like, a shelter, like, hide underground. Like, sorry. And then Timothy would just cry by a fireplace again for probably longer than 2 minutes.
Yeah, because I guess I was just thinking, oh, it's always going to be a happy ending. But when I watched Brokeback Mountain, it was, like, the same ending. Like, it was something, like, I forgot. I watched it a few months ago, but, like, one of the guys, they just didn't end up together. So then it's kind of just, like, I guess that's what happened. But, like, it would be kind of cool if they were together, but, you know.
I guess that's probably how a lot of the stories went back in, like, the 80s and 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they didn't, though, but I don't know.
I'm assuming.
When is Brokeback Mountain supposed to be?
I think it was just, like, the 90s or 80s.
Oh.
So they just, like, were both married to people, and then on the weekends they'd hang out most times.
Were they, like, cowboys, though?
Oh, yeah, so it started out, another fucking movie spoiler, like, well they were,
I mean,
like,
these movies came out so long ago. Brokeback Mountain came out, like, over 10 years ago.
But, like, they were, like, cowboys on this thing in the woods, and they had to, like, eat beans every day, and they had to get cows and sheep and stuff.
All they ate was beans?
Yeah, most of the time.
Wait, that was, like, a part of the movie? Just, like, bean life?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it was because it was cheap.
Oh, I'm going to find out, like, did cowboys only eat beans?
No, because they were living on this thing in the woods.
Oh, my God. You're right. It said cowboy lifestyle. Along the trail, the cowboy diet consisted of beans, biscuits, dried meat, dried fruit, and coffee.
Yeah,
did they have coffee?
I forgot, but... Yeah, because they didn't have a fridge or anything.
Oh, yeah. So they going on a beans. What's the point of cowboys? Not to seem dumb, but I guess to seem fully dumb. What was the point of cowboys?
In this movie, they were, like, holding sheep and stuff.
They just, like, go around the country and bring sheep around, or what?
They were holding sheep, and then... Yeah, maybe just to make them migrate towards places so they can hold them captive.
I mean, I remember learning about it, cowboys in school, but... Oh, cowboys played an important role in the settling of the West. Ranching was a big industry, and cowboys helped to run the ranches. They herded cattle, repaired fences and buildings. Okay. So what's the traveling for? Or they weren't traveling. Were they just in one spot?
Oh, yeah. In this movie, they just were in one spot.
Oh, okay.
It was a good movie, though. Give it a watch, everyone. Last episode, we talked about why younger people are getting vasectomies, because I randomly thought about it.
Yeah, if you don't know what that technical term is, it's getting their balls chopped off.
Otherwise known as snipped.
Yeah, they snip them because they're still in, like, the sack, but they snip some sort of cord, and it makes it so they can't get people pregnant anymore.
Yeah, so I remember seeing that younger people are getting vasectomies more than usual.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's, like, more for straight people because they actually have to worry about getting people pregnant, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then when I was looking it up today, it answered the question that I was always wondering. I mentioned it last episode. If I went to the hospital or the wherever you get a vasectomy and I asked, can I get a vasectomy at 19 years old, what would happen?
Oh, so then yeah.
When I just searched, why are younger people getting vasectomies, this popped up on Google. So they just know me so well. They said this. This was by the San Diego Vasectomy Center. I didn't know they had a whole center for it.
Oh, but. My God. It's a whole center where all they do is just, okay, spread them, snip. Spread them, snip.
Okay.
Is that a factory?
Yeah. they said the vast majority of men who get vasectomies tend to be older in age, even though men can legally get a vasectomy when they turn 18. Many doctors are hesitant to perform such a permanent procedure on someone younger than 30. Some vasectomy specialists will even turn patients down. So basically, the answer is, if you were going to get a vasectomy when you're probably younger than 30, most of the time they would, like, either talk you through it or not do it.
I feel like you'd have to go to like multiple this ball cutter people until you find one that would be okay to do it. Because I feel like the first one would be like, oh, hell no. And then like you have to find that kind of like a sketchy one.
Yeah, I feel like for the most part, you'd if you wanted to get it done on a normal place, you'd have to wait till you're 35 or something.
Okay, imagine if there's like a world in like 150 years, the world is so overpopulated because you know what I mean? It's already overpopulated. So there's so many people, you know?
Yeah.
And they need to cut down a population. So like all the countries come together and say like, okay, how about we just... When people are born, like, you just, 60% of everyone has to get a vasectomy. And then it would just be, like, a raffle.
Oh, the only reason I wouldn't want that to ever happen, is just because when I picture getting a vasectomy, I picture, like, something bad would happen. Like, they'd actually cut your penis or something.
And also, it would become very corrupt. You know, like, the rich, like, elite people would make sure, like, they don't have to do it, but then, like, they would just...
I'd rather just promise, like, I'm not gonna have a kid, I promise. Yeah.
That's a good, young adult book idea. You know, like, how they're always about, like, futuristic societies?
Oh, everyone has to get a vasectomy.
Oh, my God, I should write that.
Another thing that I found was on Reddit, just on the Ask Reddit subreddit, someone asked, men who had vasectomies at a young age, what do you think of your decision now? And then, full contact, this person's in their mid-20s, and they're curious about getting a vasectomy.
And they ask for other young people's opinions?
Yeah, people that got vasectomies when they were young. So, I already read this earlier, but I'll read a few of them.
I want to know.
Yeah, most of the people were positive about it, by the way. Kind of interesting. First reply, 26 then, 42 now, never thought it was a bad decision. This person, that one's been too long, so I don't want to read it. I was 25 when I got mine. No regrets. Over 55 now. 22 then. 33 now. 10 out of 10. Would vasect again? Yeah, so those are like the first five replies.
I wonder why.
It's interesting that those people were fine with it.
Yeah, because like I wonder what their reasoning was. Was it because like they were just like, oh, I just want to sleep with a lot of people and not worry about it? Because you could always just use protection.
Oh, yeah. So then I also had this blog or whatever. I don't have it up, but it was basically about this guy who got a vasectomy in his 20s, and it was just because he was dating someone, and when they would have sex, like he would always be worried, like, oh, what if I get her pregnant? And then he decided to get a vasectomy, but I think that they broke up because of this. But one day he saw her throwing out her birth control. So then he was like, oh my gosh, like, what if my fail actually comes true? So he got a vasectomy. So I'm assuming, just like you said, most of them are because they just don't want to have a kid. Like, they don't want to get someone pregnant. I wonder if it's,
there's no way to like switch it though. Or did they say, like,
is there a way to switch it?
I don't think. I think for the female version, there is a way.
And then it also said in the San Diego thing that it's permanent. So.
Oh, dang. Yeah. I wonder if they like recommend you to freeze some sperm before in case you do want to have a kid.
Oh, I didn't actually think about that. Yeah, I guess maybe some people do. I just thought this topic was interesting because I just was joking about it, but I just didn't know like actually what is a thing.
And there is a community.
Yeah,
the vasectors.
I know the vasectors of the world. I want to also talk about old apps, and we have to say if we use them or not.
Oh, like what? Like Temple Run?
Oh, no. Old social media.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so old social media. Like, because you know there was always those apps. Not really anymore that I can think of, but those apps that they tried it. It honestly did do kind of good, but if someone mentions it now, they have to kind of talk about it for you to think about, oh, I've seen that before.
I know, it also seemed like there was a point in time where you could create a new social network and you might get a lot of people to try it. But nowadays it feels like, you really, there has to, like, for people to get it, create a new account on a new platform, I feel like you need, like, a lot of clout behind you.
Yeah, because it felt like it was easier back then.
I know, like, how would you ever just start one now? Like, TikTok, obviously, but even that, like, went through Musical.ly, and they got all the young people on board, and then, like, all ages ended up getting it, you know?
Yeah. The first one is Google+. Remember this?
Oh, I remember when they said, like, they were trying to be, like, Facebook or something, right?
Yeah, so I basically found this Wikipedia page where they have a timeline of social media, of every single social media created, and, like, I just wrote down a bunch of them. But Google+.
When was it? Does it say?
Let me hurry and pull up this page. But, yeah, I think Google+ was, I remember it being, it was, like, oh, you just post on your YouTube account, but it's, like, a separate thing.
Is it just done now? Because I remember that used to be a thing where, like, everyone...
Oh, yeah, it shut down, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because everyone who had a YouTube channel, you'd also have this other weird, like, yeah, Google Plus page, but I was like, wait, what is this? And then you could do Google Hangouts, which that's still a thing.
Oh, yeah, it was made in 2011.
And that's crazy, like, Google, like, I guess they already made, literally YouTube. But I was going to say, how haven't they made a social network where they literally made YouTube? But they tried to make, like, their own version of Facebook, but...
For some reason, when people mention social media, I don't fit YouTube in that box.
I guess it technically is, right?
Yeah, because I just viewed it as, like, Netflix, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Another one that I actually did use, Keek. The video video sharing and social media service.
Oh, yeah, what was Keek?
I'm pretty sure Kylie Jenner was on it, by the way, guys. Like,
wasn't it like a texting thing for like people who don't have phones or something?
Oh, you're thinking about Kik. That's K-I-K. Well, you could just make an account and text people. But Kik is, well, I'm pretty sure it was like anywhere around a minute and you would just post a video.
Oh, wait, it was basically TikTok before TikTok?
For some reason, it wasn't. But I guess, yeah, it was. But I remember Kylie Jenner being on it.
Oh my god, it does ring. Keek definitely rings a bell, but I feel like I never once made an account. I never went on it.
Did you ever?
Did you use it?
Yeah, I actually made an account. I don't know
how. Do you
how
post any videos? We have to watch that.
I might have, like this. Do you get any luck in
it? I've heard of Keek, but then I've just never been on it.
Oh yeah, Kendo Jano had an account too.
Oh wait, is this in the same category as Dub Smash?
Oh, except I feel like Dub Smash was, like, a different era of time.
Isn't it crazy that Dub Smash was literally TikTok, but just not as, like, they obviously didn't have as good of a platform? It was literally like, oh, let me lip sync to a movie line. Let me lip sync to a quote.
And so many people do that on TikTok.
I know. I remember a lot of people did use Dub Smash, though.
Oh, yeah, because then they posted on...
Instagram. But you never would actually go on, like, Dub Smash to look at content, I don't think, at least.
And we remember Flipagram.
Wait, what was... I remember, but, like, was it just literally
a
flip a video?
I'm pretty sure it was a slideshow video app.
Oh, I thought it was literally just a flip a photo. Like, couldn't you just use any other app?
No, it was a slideshow, I'm pretty sure. Another one is Ask FM. These are the ones that, like, I kind of remember using.
Ask FM? Isn't that... What is that?
It was basically this thing where you'd post the link on Twitter, and people could ask you questions anonymously.
Oh, I did do this.
Yeah, and everyone used it because if you were in school, you could use it to, like, see what the drama is about you. But then if you were, like, a public figure, you could use it for
videos. I only saw, like, YouTubers using it, but I didn't even think about that. People in your school actually use it to, like, find out, like, okay, what are you guys actually all think about me? And then people would say, like, oh, like, I hate your bangs and...
Yeah, I don't know, like, what happened, but I remember people in, like, school would use it.
Oh, my gosh. Why was it... Ask FM, was it like a radio show?
I don't know, but that's what they called it, ask.fm.
Okay.
So what did you use it for?
I think I just one time I saw like Gen X Pen use it, so I was like, oh, I want to ask my followers what a question, and then like I did it once and deleted it.
Oh yeah, because I think I used it. I forgot why, but I used it.
Yeah.
Another one is Skype.
Oh yeah, that's still, like,
we
big,
both
right?
use that.
But I guess now that FaceTime's a thing, maybe not as much.
Also, like, why didn't Skype take over Zoom?
Oh,
like,
that's what I
don't
get.
I don't get the rise of Zoom. I don't get how Zoom rose
maybe
so fast.
Maybe they don't have good like ways to have multiple participants.
Yeah, like what was like, Zoom doing before the quarantine?
I never heard about it, but you would just think like, oh yeah, of course, there's a quarantine. You have to use a video thing. You would for sure use Skype. Everyone knows about Skype, but yeah, you're right. Zoom just took the F over.
Yeah, because I just assumed Skype had a feature where you could have a meeting, but does it not?
Maybe it just isn't as good and Zoom really. But now that is like, do you think all, like I always like even, I wonder if like, will meetings always be virtual? I wonder even after all of this.
Oh yeah. I feel like sometimes.
Yeah, because for example, like when I first did YouTube, it was like, oh, fly to New York and LA and like take meetings and stuff. But like nowadays, obviously, you just do meetings on your computer. Like, why would they ever fly someone anywhere if they could just do it over Zoom and it's literally just as good?
I know. I wonder how much is going to change because like with Watch What Happens Live on Bravo, since people can't fly to New York, I think that's what's filmed. Like, they just have them on, like, TVs. And it's fine like that. I honestly like it still. But, like, it is nicer when they fly them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tumblr, everyone, I use this.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to be a Tumblr person, but I feel like I never fully got into it. Because it was, like, I didn't really get it.
Yeah, like, okay, honestly, still to this day... I'm still confused about what Tumblr is because when I think about Tumblr, I think of indie people, but then I also think about like famous people like Taylor Swift, Cole Sprouse and stuff where like they would do these deep posts.
Oh, yeah, it was just all about like being like emotional. Later. And like showing like just like artistic photos, grunge.
And then you do a black once in a while.
Smoking cigarettes for artistic reasons. Yeah, and then you would just, but also there was funny things. Like you would, there'd be really funny ones that like get retweeted a bunch.
Yeah. So it was basically just a social media platform where you can just like, just dive into yourself.
Yeah. And it was like really like emotional, like very like teenagery.
Oh, like angst.
Yeah. Teenage vibes. But it's still a thing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Like, because I'm pretty sure like Taylor Swift still likes things on it. I always see like things about that.
That's when I used Tumblr like kind of when I was like 18, 19. But Pinterest is one where I'm like, is it just literally for recipes or what's the point?
Oh, when I use, you can like plan your house on it.
Oh, yeah. Because
you know how people like plan their living room on Pinterest by different people's aesthetics.
Oh, then you like make different like pin boards, right?
Yeah, like
I get it.
Yeah, because if you wanted to like plan your kitchen, you could like pin a bunch of things on Pinterest, and then when you build your kitchen, you can like show the contractor.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but Tumblr, I still don't learn about it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what still, it like, fully was.
Are any of you guys still on Tumblr? Like, let us know, like, what's going on today in 2021.
Oh, yeah. Because I only went on it, like, a few times, to be honest.
I actually was on, for a year, I was, like, into it.
Did you ever post things or just look at other people?
I think I just reblogged.
Other people's stuff?
But I did try to make, like, viral posts, but none of them popped off.
What were they?
Just, like a meme? It was basically just, like, a tweet. It was just, like, the same thing as a tweet, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, another one that was on the thing that I know you used, Justin TV.
Okay, that's now Twitch.
That is now Twitch?
Yeah, it was the original Twitch, and I always would go live on it when I was, like, literally 15.
Just after school or something?
It was just, like, on for fun to go live. But and that's where, like, iJustine got big, because she would literally live stream her entire life.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, I can't believe that's still thriving, and now it's Twitch.
I know, that's crazy. Twitch is so big.
I know.
The next one we just talked about was Pinterest. I used it.
Oh, yeah.
I've used it.
Recipe vegan life.
Okay, the only reason I used it was because I'd pin recipes, and then I'd show our mom and be like, oh, can you make this for dinner sometime?
Even like 6 months ago, I went on Pinterest, though, just because I still have the app on my phone. And I like looked at mom's pins and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like I remember I'd always use Pinterest just to look up food. another one is Path.
Path?
Okay, this is
P-A-T-H?
I feel like only some people know this, but I used it, and I think it was just another type of Instagram.
So I've never heard of this.
Wikipedia describes it as a social networking enabled photo sharing and message service for mobile phones. But yeah, it was just like that. That was the logo.
I've never seen this.
Yeah, so, okay.
It was literally just to post photos?
So I don't know how I found out about it, but yeah, I used it, and it was just, basically, it was just Instagram. You'd post a photo, and then you could follow people.
How old were you?
Probably like 12.
Oh,
I don't know
funny.
Why I used it. Probably some YouTuber mentioned it or something.
Guys, it kind of has, it feels like it has the same vibes as Shots, which remember Justin Bieber would always promote.
So was he paid by them or something?
I think he must have been like a part owner or something.
Oh yeah, because I actually made a Shots account because I was like, I mean, what if it does
get big? Wasn't the whole vibe like, oh, you can only upload selfies and you cannot do a filter, so like F the fake shit.
Oh yeah, wasn't it just like we're actually gonna be ourselves?
But isn't Shots, it used to be that app that Justin Bieber tried to make happen, but now it's like Shot Studios, right? Is that the same thing that like Lele Pons,
and
Hannah Stocky? Yeah, all of them are like part of like this comedy thing.
Yeah, I don't think those people.
And Justin Bieber is still kind of part of it, I think. Because remember like when Yummy came out, like Lele Pons made a video like Shot Studio.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, to like promote it.
That's crazy, though. It's still going on.
Yeah, Shots is not back in
just
down anytime
soon.
Just not
the app now. It's not.
Yeah, it's now like, it's Shot Studios.
Okay, another one was Beam, Casey Neistat's app. Did you ever hear about this?
Oh, is it the news thing?
No, I think it was like, not like, I'm pretty sure it was like a short video sharing app.
Wait, what? I remember hearing about Beam, but like I don't really.
Yeah, like I remember watching Casey Neistat's videos, and he mentioned it. And then CNN bought it or something.
I thought it was going to be a news platform, though.
I know CNN bought it, like, in the later years. That's one. Did you ever use it?
Never.
I never did either. Musical.ly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now TikTok.
I know. That, like, Musical.ly was an iconic time.
I know. It brought about Jacob Sartorius.
Baby Ariel.
Baby Ari.
Lauren Gray. All those people.
Oh, yeah. I remember that was when, like, Rice Gum would make videos, like, making fun of them. I remember, like, There was a whole thing of Lauren Gray, like, her mom was yelling at her while on live or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The funniest time was when, like, Rice-Gum would make, like I guess people actually were annoyed because people, like, got bullied and stuff. But when Rice-Gum would make videos about these people.
Oh, then, yeah, it wasn't like these kids need to be stopped or
something.
Yeah,
and then there was one where, like, didn't he almost get sued because he made fun of Travis Barker's kid?
Oh, yeah.
For posting these photos on Instagram or something.
Yeah, something like that.
The last one that I put down was Periscope.
Oh, my. I don't think it's still him, but yeah, the live streaming thing.
Yeah, wasn't it just an app where you live stream, but you do it on your phone most of the
time? But it was kind of cool because, like, on Periscope, it was a live streaming app, but then, like, you could go on the map and then just, like, scroll anywhere on the U.S. and then look at someone live in that area. So that was the cool feature.
That's cool.
I know. And then they're the ones who made up the heart thing. Like, you know when, like, you go live on Instagram and there's all those hearts floating up?
Yeah.
That was on Periscope.
So wait,
I don't know
for
if they
real?
Bought that feature from them or are they just straight up copied.
Something else about Periscope that I liked is that when people went live on Periscope, they were somehow, they must have had a thing with Twitter. Because when people went live on Periscope, you could watch it on Twitter.
Oh.
So they must have, like, been connected to Twitter somehow.
Is it still going on?
I'm pretty sure it is. I don't think it got shut down.
Oh, my God. Effing Periscope.
It's so crazy how many live streaming services there are.
I know.
So another one that isn't really a social media, but I wanted to know, like, what exactly is WhatsApp? You know what that is, right?
Oh, isn't that for texting internationally? I think that's the main reason.
Yeah. Okay. So for some reason, when I think of WhatsApp before I, like, looked it up today, I just thought of, like, creepy people because I'm pretty sure it's this app where you can basically have a phone number without having, like, paying to have a phone number.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's like because, like, I think it originally yeah, was for talking to people internationally.
Yeah, so okay, then I looked it up and for some reason I thought, like, because I wanted to find stories about WhatsApp that were creepy because I assume that, like, I just thought, like, WhatsApp was where, like creepy people went, and there was, like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm kind of mixing
it
up with
like All Anonymous and shit.
I'm mixing it up with BBM, BlackBerry Messenger.
Oh, is that like iMessage?
Yeah, I don't get why people used it. But yeah, it was sort of like, you know how on iPhone everyone uses iMessage, but it's just integrated with your text? I'm pretty sure BBM was for, you could talk to other people with BlackBerries, but
exclusive.
You didn't have to pay for anything.
Oh.
So it was like sort of like iMessage where it was like, we can text unlimited, but on BBM.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's what WhatsApp kind of is.
I know.
Yeah, basically you just would sign up and you have to have Wi-Fi to text or call people.
But then
I learned today, I thought it was going to be like, there'd be creepy stories about it. But basically, a lot of people use it for business. And then just like you said, a lot of people use it like overseas and stuff. And like 2 billion people use it. And basically it's a social media platform at this point because you can add a status update, and I'm pretty sure there's like stories.
Oh,
so, but yeah, but I just, for some reason I thought WhatsApp was like where the dark side of the internet was because I pictured people signing up and like texting random numbers and like trying to scam and shit. But it's it's owned by Facebook.
Oh, it does
so.
Kind of seem scamish. I know why the reason why you think that is because YouTubers and stuff, we always get emails from like these sketchy people saying like, oh, message me on WhatsApp and we'll talk about the brand deal and
yeah,
stuff.
That's probably why, because I just for some reason when I hear someone has WhatsApp, it doesn't sound legit.
Yeah, like
to
especially
me,
like a business.
Yeah, it just sounds like, oh, you just want to like message me and like and have it like not on record or something.
Or, you know, there's a thing where because I always get these emails saying like, oh, you have a Facebook page that you don't use, like we want to help you monetize your Facebook page and like grow your audience and make all this money. But then apparently you have to be really careful with that. Like there are some legitimate companies who manage people's Facebooks.
Yeah.
But some of them, I guess, they do like these WhatsApp people. They just say like, okay, like you'll make at least $5,000 a month with your following and we'll monetize your whole Facebook and we'll split the money.
Yeah.
And then you give them access to your Facebook and then they just delete you from the Facebook and then they just own it.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, I think it's like a scam. Or then they would just monetize your Facebook and you just aren't a part of it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that would happen on Facebook because I feel like you could make so much money on Facebook like if you target the right audience.
Oh, yeah. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, you don't even know it, but like, your Facebook turns into like an anti-masking group.
That'd be so scary because didn't that happen to someone's YouTube channel? Well, somehow someone took ownership of it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like Megan Links.
It happens to people's YouTube channels too. Yeah, where someone, they give access to someone or somehow someone hacks it, then they just don't give it back.
That's crazy. Like, that just doesn't seem like it's possible, but it's happened before.
Beware, guys.
Yeah, but yeah, basically, I learned that There's some cool old social media apps, and WhatsApp isn't a scam. It just is if you need to text someone overseas.
Oh my god! From before, when I was like a preteen, there was like Bobo or Bebo was like a British MySpace. I'm pretty sure. So that was kind of cool, Bebo. And then there was Xanga, which was like a blog. It was like the original Tumblr.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So those are the cool ones from my generation.
Would you? Was it a website or was it like a downloaded thing?
Oh, no, these are all websites. No one had smartphones.
Because I'm just thinking about the Messenger thing. That was like a part of the computer.
Oh, yeah.
What was that called? Microsoft MSN? Messenger? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, that was a blast to the past, guys.
Thank you guys for coming along on this journey. Don't forget to subscribe, and we hope you guys have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye!